And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to previous guests John Job and Karen Hibbard. Now on the line with me is Dr. Stephen Higgs of the Biosecurity Research Institute at K-State. How's it going, sir?
Great to talk with you again, Nick. Yeah, we've had some busy times. It's fun over here at the BRI.
Yeah, you've been busy, especially yesterday. It just so happened to play out that the governor came by the day before we already had our scheduled interview. So I think it just worked out right, unless I'm misunderstanding, and that was an act of Brandon that was actually very clever to do. I don't know.
I'm not sure he has that much power, does he? But it was a great coincidence of events that I can talk to you today and we can talk about the visit.
How did it go after all? I saw some of the photos and they were very high quality and interesting, but I'm not sure how much of some of the behind-the-scenes stuff we actually saw. Tell me a little bit about what was discussed and what Governor Kelly thought of the research going on.
So I mean, I think it went very well. That's the feedback I've got. And I have to say it's a great reflection on my staff here that you can get a phone call from our Chief Government Relations Officer, Sue Peterson, saying the government wants to visit and she wants to visit tomorrow. Are you ready? And we're always ready. You know, the place is always in tip-top shape. So it was wonderful. And the governor had specifically asked to come to the BRI to hear more about the research we're doing on COVID. And, you know, I'm a great fan of Cayman Radio. And, you know, I think part of her awareness of that is because of yourselves and promoting what we do.
Well, I'm glad we can help on that side then.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, that Nick. So the governor came specifically to hear about the research that we're doing and also, of course, the testing of samples. We had President Myers, Vice President for Research, Peter Dorhout, and College of Vet Med Dean Bonnie Rush, and then Jürgen Richt, who I heard on the radio this morning, and Jamie Henningsen, who's running the Vet Diagnostic Lab. And we covered all that ground. We hosted the governor in our training lab to sort of give her the understanding of kind of the complexities of what we do and how we work. We talked. Dr. Dorhout talked in general terms about the research enterprise at K-State. I had mentioned the last time I was on with Brandon the mosquito work that we did. So we're the only facility in the world that has done the real experiments with mosquitoes and this virus. We're the first. We were delighted to find out that three very common species of mosquito cannot be infected with the virus. The WHO had said that this wasn't possible, but it was based on lack of evidence as opposed to experimental data. And that story, you featured it, which I appreciate, and it's been in over 550 news outlets in 42 different countries.
That's tremendous, isn't it?
Well, yeah, amazing.
Does your research usually get that type of reach? I know you do very important stuff there and very like impactful research, but is this a sign of this particular pandemic, or have you had previous research get that type of exposure or internationally?
I had actually asked K-State Communications and Marketing, so what's the record for this? And they actually said that it was some of our coverage of Zika and mosquitoes. It got like 400 hits. But I've been told that this over 550 hits is kind of a record. I think it is a reflection of global interest in this because everybody around the world is being affected by this pandemic. And it's been translated into many, many different languages. And other research that we've been doing here, Dr. Rick said yesterday, his work is on a thing called ProMed, which has tens and tens of thousands of participants every day. So yeah, there is tremendous interest in what we're doing here on this virus. And it's not just a global coverage, but I really appreciate the fact that you're interested because that gives our local community something to be proud about, that we're doing this here in Manhattan, and it's part of Kansas State University.
Yeah, it's truly a very important topic, you know, especially because of the impact just on the community, your organization, and this type of exposure is going to have. You know, people looking to invest in types of businesses, hearing about the research you're doing, and then also harbaging the soon to open NBAF. I imagine that's going to pique some interest pretty well.
Yeah, I think that's true. We try not to use that word exposure, Nick, when we're talking about our work, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, that was not very well thought through on my part, now that you mention it, but that's a good point. And I think the last time you had a high-up official like this, like a governor or any high-up government official, was back in 2018 when the DHS secretary came over. I was there, and there was actually a host. I think all of our representatives from every level of government in the area was there, federal, state. I'm not sure if local was there. But what is it like being able to bring government officials through your facilities? I know that they don't always have the scientific training that the researchers do. But what's that experience like outside of just this one experience?
I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to inform policymakers. When Zika was the hot topic, I had phone calls from a number of our representatives, Senator Roberts and Senator Moran, and they were phoning saying, "You've got the expertise. Tell us about it." And getting that information and understanding to our policymakers is critical, because they make decisions that influence all of us, and it's good if those decisions are based on fact. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and the researchers here at the BRI and the educators can provide that fact-based information so that the right decisions can be made.
And I really feel like I have to ask about the mosquito that you were pictured with. We have that featured on our website, newsradiokman.com, if anyone wants to see it. I believe it's the featured image for our article on Kelly's tour. It's you and Governor Kelly with a giant mosquito teaching model. And there were some very funny to me comments about, you know, possibly breeding giant mosquitoes like that. But I just have to know, like, is that going to become the mascot over there? Do you have a name for the guy or what?
It's a girl mosquito, because they're the only ones that feed on blood. The males don't feed on blood.
That's why you're the scientist.
It's a model that I actually purchased. It was flown to me, not literally, from Germany. It's a very expensive teaching model of a mosquito. It pulls apart so that you can show people the insides of the mosquito and how it gets infected. If they were all that big, they would be more easy to work on, but they might pose more of a problem in terms of the amount of blood that they suck up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Though I think you'd be able to avoid them a lot easier too, though, as well.
Yeah, I've told people that it was one that I shot in Texas that everything bigger there, but.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Let's take our break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about research, wrap up the show, and also how sometimes news on burgeoning research can be a little questionable sometimes. We'll be back here on News Radio KMAN. You're listening to In Focus.